Economic developers in Michigan suggest there may be a silver lining to the Great Recession, and the state's well-documented decline in manufacturing. Some point to a greater awareness of entrepreneurialism and entrepreneurial activity. Joining Current State to talk about entrepreneurialism here in Michigan, Matt Burbeck, director of the MSU Product Center for Ag and Natural Resources. Welcome, Matt.
Hi, good morning.
Matt's focus is on agriculture and food product businesses specifically. And on the phone, Tom Donaldson is director of the Lansing office of the Michigan Small Business Technology and Development Center, who works closely with business startups and existing businesses. Hi, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Glad to be here.
Great. Let's start with you, Matt. Remind our listeners what the MSU Product Center does.
We are a full-service business center here based at Michigan State that helps new and existing businesses start new food and agricultural product lines. So we have a portfolio of services that we offer new and existing businesses in creating new product lines using the assets of MSU. So the food lab, the meat lab, the Department of Food Science, so we can do nutritional labels. So we have an incredible range of assets that we can draw upon here at MSU in helping people create these new food products and new businesses.
And people come to you, they have an idea, and you assess that idea for them, talk about the challenges that are involved, and just evaluate their ideas. Is that it?
Absolutely. We take everybody through from concept through to actually product development. So they'll come with an idea, they may come in with a recipe in their back pocket, they may come with an existing product and want to expand it. But we really take them right through the process of everything they need to know in what it would take to bring a new product to fruition, including food safety and all the rules and regulations that go with that in bringing that product to market.
Tom Donaldson, technology is in the name of your organization, the Small Business Technology and Development Center. How big of a focus is technology in the services you offer?
Well, we offer somewhat similar services to what Matt described for food and those sorts of things. But we have a technology team that focuses on tech-based businesses. They often have some type of patented technology or some type of intellectual property. Many of them are businesses that sort of spin out of Michigan State. Maybe some research has been done there or in another college, but not always. And sometimes these technology businesses are a little different than a traditional Main Street business in that they often need equity funding. They need investors as opposed to, it's hard to go to the bank and get a bank to fund your 2 years of research and development that you need to do to bring your software product or your new pharmaceutical drug that's going to cure cancer or whatever you're working on. That technology project sometimes can take years before you have any sales revenue. So our tech team really specializes in working with those types of companies to help them through those early years and see if they can make it.
Are you saying that funding is what you help people with most often?
Oh, it's a big part of what we do. Yeah, capital. The companies we worked with last year across the state of Michigan, we helped them raise over $100 million in capital. So that's a big part of why businesses come to us for assistance.
Both you guys have such an interesting angle on entrepreneurialism in Michigan. From your perspective, Matt Burbeck, has the awareness of entrepreneurialism of an ordinary person launching a product or a service commercially, has awareness of that as a career option grown in recent years?
I think it has. I mean, entrepreneurship, and I'm sure Tom will agree, that the entrepreneurship is alive and well. I think that we've gone through some economic woes, obviously, in America, and especially in Michigan, and I think that's driven a lot of people to go back to entrepreneurship as people have either lost jobs or hours have been cut back or overtime has been taken away. I think entrepreneurs and individual people have looked for supplementary businesses to start up. And food and agriculture has been one of those things that I think they've seen as an opportunity. Everybody has that favorite recipe or that favorite product that they think they can create.
Mm-hmm.
So it's alive and well. It will be interesting to see that as the economy picks up, and I think your sentence of that there is a limelight, I think we are coming out of the recession and things are getting better. It's going to be interesting to see how entrepreneurship continues to grow and be driven And what the outcome is going to be over the next sort of 3 to 5 years.
So a certain amount of instability actually fuels the entrepreneurial movement is what you seem to be suggesting.
I think so. I think it adds. I think that, you know, we've always been an entrepreneurial state. You know, Michigan is very entrepreneurial. I mean, again, in the food and agricultural arena, we have such a diversity and plethora of products and things that we grow here that we've always seen a whole heap of activity in the food movement as it grows in the state. But I think we always see as things are bad, entrepreneurship, I think Americans are very good at using their resources well and looking for opportunities about how they can supplement income, and I think entrepreneurship is one of those areas.
Tom Donaldson, have you seen that in recent years? I mean, when the Great Recession took hold, did you see a spike in activity?
Absolutely, we did. Yeah, on a couple of levels. Number one, we saw people, bright, educated people who were suddenly without a job. We saw a lot of engineers from, you know, Ford, GM, Chrysler, that suddenly were without a job. And these are talented, skilled people that had worked on big projects for the big three. And some of them decided to start their own business. And maybe it was something, an area that they had worked in at Ford or GM. And maybe that company decided not to pursue a certain type of product or technology. And so some of these guys took this as an opportunity to go forward with that. And we saw some success with that. I know a gentleman that I worked with got laid off from a large retailer that I won't mention, but we all shop there. And he was sort of a mid-management guy and suddenly without a job. And so he went out and started a service company, and he's doing very well. Now he's planning to sell the business, but he's got about 5 employees. It's turned into a very nice business for him. What I guess one of the things we saw, I agree with Matt that certainly we are an entrepreneurial state. We've seen this, but I'm seeing more in that age 50 plus area, that lots of people at that age group are going into entrepreneurship, and I've seen some stats from the Small Business Administration recently that support that. Partly because those are the guys that a lot of people lost their jobs during the recession.
Yeah, but they've also got a certain amount of career experience that gives them presumably a springboard into launching their own business, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, they have the experience. Many of them had some savings, which helps, you know, because it does take some capital to start a business. And they had good networks of people that they could draw on to help them as they plan their business and launch their business, because that's just as important as the own knowledge and the capital, is to have that. You know, you don't know everything, and so you've got to reach out to other expertise in the community that can help you fill the gaps in your own knowledge. And these people are well connected.
Matt Burbeck, do you see younger people, though, too?
Yeah, absolutely. But I agree with Tom. I mean, that older bracket is a growing, you know, and Tom and I have both worked and I'm sure they won't mind me mentioning them, but we have 3 older ladies that are in their 60s that have started a food business, and both Tom and I have helped that company move towards some very good numbers in this day. But, the interesting thing with the younger crowd is that they're much more sophisticated in how they're starting their businesses. You know, when I began entrepreneurship 10 years ago, or when I got involved with the Product Center, people weren't so sophisticated in how they were looking to start their business. People are much more knowledgeable. People are much more sophisticated. The world of technology is much more advanced. Food safety has become a bigger issue. I think that entrepreneurs have become much more savvy, and therefore younger people that have now got involved in entrepreneurship, they're coming in much more intelligent about how they need to start these new businesses.
Is the Product Center's focus on agriculture and food products a result of the university's history as an agricultural school?
I think it has an incredible benefit. I think the MSU has an amazing amount of assets that can help Michigan start new food businesses. And I think MSU being known in the food and agriculture arena adds credibility to what we're doing with entrepreneurship in the state.
Tom Donaldson, is there a particular area of opportunity that you might be tempted to identify here in May of 2013 as a promising area for an aspiring entrepreneur?
Well, You know, I don't know that I'll pick out any one particular industry or type of business, but I will say that
has kind of a bad reputation these days, right? We don't pick winners, we don't pick favorites, right?
that's true, but I guess what I will say is that what I'm seeing is how the web is opening up opportunities for people, whether they're running a business out of their home, out of their back seat of their trunk of their car. You can appear big when you're without investing a huge amount of money. So what we're seeing is the great opportunity is people can get out and test their ideas at a relatively low cost. So the bar has lowered where 10 years ago or so it might have cost $100,000 or $500,000 to get in a particular type of business and be a competitor and compete for business. Now you can maybe do it for $10,000 or $25,000 or $50,000, a lot less money in many cases, because the costs of computer equipment and high speed internet and all these things have dropped so much that those opportunities are there for so many people to take advantage of now.
Tom Donaldson is the director of the Lansing office of the Michigan Small Business Technology and Development Center. Matt Burbeck is director of the MSU Product Center for Ag and Natural Resources. Great discussion, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.